We are on Daf Yud Lamed Aleph, in the middle of the Tosfos of La'ilam. Just to refresh our memories, we've learned from the Gemara that Levi had asked the Rebbe why it does not say in the Mishnah a 16th elder of Imai. There were a few tarutzim that Rebbe had said why it doesn't say Imai in the Mishnah. One tarut that looked like a Mairi, a Mishnah that does not want to speak about something which is dependent on a plukte, Imai, and the Sosaviv is telling the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, right, Rabbi Yehuda, the mate would not have been permitted to marry her, right, the Chachamim would be permitted, the plukte like a Mairi. And then there was another Teret that Rabbi held the Klolim of Abhiya. Rabbiya said, "Achaisi shi yebemta eicheletes aimis yabemes," and that's going on all the arayis of the Mishnah. And if it put imay in the Mishnah, it would not go on imay because it could not have achaisi shi yebemta eicheletes aimis yabemes because both sisters would be also one out imay and one out achais imay. Then we had a third parrot, that's what Ravashi said, that Rebbe did not want to learn our Mishnah Imai, because our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we see from the next Mishnah, Sheish Arayis Chamuras Me'elo Me'bnei Shein Nesuas Lacherim, that there are six arayas which are more chomo than the 15 arayas. Their chomer is that they are not permitted to marry a brother. But therefore, they can't fall a yibum. Therefore, tzarisayim utoreis, because it's a toreis elder shalayim b'mokim mitzvah. And Taisvus had asked Akasha, according to Rebbe, or according to Levi, Levi Lamaisa, we had at the end of the sugya, Levi was Magi and the Mishnah, that there are sometimes 16 arayas. Imai that is Aishas Aviv will not patar atzorev. Imai which is Anusas Aviv will patar atzorev if it was Iova Venosik. So Taisus had asked Akasha, the Taisus had Atzia, of another elder, an elder of Eishes Ish, according to Rabbi Lezer and Megarish, that Rabbi Lezer says, if a person is Megarish or Isha, al menas, shaleiti nosi leploini, leiti boli leploini, and she got married to the brother of the ploini, and now that he died, and she's falling liyibum to the ploini, and she can't be nisyabim from the ploini, because she'll become an eishes ish. So we have here an erve, which is pater atzorah, no erve of eishes ish. And Taisvis said different types of chalukim, but the aside was that this Heichetim Saveshis Ish is not similar to Achais Isha. Not similar to Achais Isha, and the Yisod that an Elve Patos Atzore we learn out from Achais Isha, and this is not Doimet Achais Isha. Now we are in the middle of the Taisves, Umil Leman de Nafkele Mil Lekocho. Taisvis, this is on the side of the Taisvis, says Psochim Kufay. So it's the line before. Umil Leman de Nafkele Mil Lekocho. But if you learn out Rebbe's Drosha, That means Rebbe's drasha was a very part of the drasha. The drasha works that kol heicha de ika trei lekuchen. As long as it can only be a din yibum, if one can marry any one of the tzaddik. And since here the Yavam will not be permitted to marry this Balas Tanai, so she should pass to the Torah. So we hear Virakash, V'yesh Laima. So Taisus answers, Afagav the Levi Toni de'i ubeplukta kamayri. Levi, in his Mishnah, he learned to use him that the mace was nosa be'isa. Levi is beplukta kamayri. Abo loy kamayri ela beplukta disvirele letane de masnisen kevosei. But napshad is that the Tana put into the Mishnah all shittas to, you could make more elvis that pataratore. That means in the Mishnah it says halachas which are debatable. That means it could be the machloikis in them. But the Tana holds like him, so that's why the Tana put him in the Mishnah. But if the Tana doesn't hold like that Tana, so he won't put him in the Mishnah, even though according to that Tana, there's a Shaykh, there's another Hechetimsa of an Elva Patling that's on. Teda. The Leitoni Levi Chayvi Lavin. Why didn't Levi put in his Mishnah Chayvi Lavin that are falling Liyibum? The Chayvi Lavin to the Yavam, and the falling Liyibum. According to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedushin is not Teufis, B'chai V'lavin D'sheh, so Al Kalponim, so we have another case, just like there's no Yibum by them, there's no Patratzor also. So why didn't Levi put this in the Mishnah? So we see that Levi only put into the Mishnah the shittas that he held like. Some he held like Rabbi Yehuda, or the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why this was put in the Mishnah. So therefore, so what is Taisvah saying? So the whole kasha was there's a shittas, Abelezer and Gittin. The Rabbi Lezer holds a person can give a get to a wife, a menash leitinosi v'leitiboli. No, that's what Rabbi Lezer holds. The Chachamim disagree. So Memele, and he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lezer. So therefore, this case was not put into our mission. So Taisvah says, if that is true, Uman de Moisif la'el eishes ochiv shleihoyu barlamet, we hear in the Tesamid Beis that one of the, we said that the Memre, that Achoyse Shiyevemtoi Oicheletzosai Mishyabemes is going on all the Arayis of the Mishnah, including Eishes Ochiv Shloihoya Beolomai, and this can only be according to Rab Shimon. Umashkachas lo ke Rab Shimon. Afal gav de shemetane de masnisna lo yisove lo ke Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds that meis yibem v'noilod, that it's mutter to the noilod, ha'inu mishum de bekulon ani koire ben mashmalei de koyakulu, because from Rab Chiya's memory it would seem that Rab Chiya is going on all the cases of the Mishnah, so Kochach, according to Rab Chiya, it's going on Eishes Ochiv Shloi Berlomi also. Period. So Taisi said a Teret, Levi does not hold like Rabbi Lezer, so that's why he didn't mention this case. But Taisi says, but I have a case which is a Halacha Muskemet. The Gemara says, in Mesechtes Gittin, There's a suffix in the Gemara if Rabbi Elazar is speaking about Geirish and Chut. That means as follows. As Rabbi Elazar said, a person is Megarish and Ishe, Harei at Muteres Lechol Odom, Chut Mi Ploim. This is not a Tanai, this is a Shir in the Geirish. That Lagabi, the whole world, you're together. Lagabi Ploimi, you're still my wife. So there's one Mandiyama that holds that according to Rabbi Elazar, this is good. Then the Gemara says it could be the Chachamim who are Choylik and Rabbi Elazar hold it's no good at Tafke by Geish. But by Kiddushin, everyone will hold Kiddushin Chut is good. So what does that mean? A person will tell an Isha Harei at Mekudeshes Li Chut Mitloini. So that means that Legabi, the whole world, she's the wife of the Mekadosh, and Legabi Pliny, she's a Pnuya, so this Pliny can marry her. So now, there's a Tzad in the Gemara in Gittin that the Chachamim are made to Rabbi Yehuda, by Rabbi Elazar, by Kedush Echot. Now, so now we're going to have problems. Avos. Imoido Rabbonon la Rabbolozo bekedusha. The Misafkalai la Abaye, Midakoma Beresha Megarish, Dim Isa la Rab Abed. Rab Abed said that Rabbi Elazar is speaking about Geirishin Chut. And Abaye said, if we pass him like Rab Abed, so could be everyone is Moido Kedusha Chut. So Kashi. Now Taisha says a kasha. Listeni Aisha sees the mashkachas lo afilu rabbon. Now Taisha says, now I have a case of an elve of Aisha sees, which will pater a tzore, on dreidlech kigoin. Shebo ruvein vikitsho chutz mishimen. Ruvein was mekadisha chutz mishimen. Ubo Shimon v'kitcho stam. So Reuven was mekadosh chutz mishimon. So Legabi, the whole world, she's Reuven, right? Ubo Shimon v'kitcho stam. Shimon was mekadosha. Legabi Shimon, she's not an Ashesish. He was Mekadosh Ostam, that means he asked her on Reuven, because if he wouldn't ask her on Reuven, that's not considered Ishus, because the gather of Ishus is he has to be Shoilu from someone else, he has to take away the Heter from someone else, and that's how she becomes Hareyat Mekadeshus La'om and Mutar asleep. So he was Mekadosh Ostam. Umei Shimon, and now Shimon died. V'nochlo lifnei Levi Ochid. Now, what will be the din in this case? So Tosfos understood. The din should be as follows. That she's Shimon's wife, because Reuven was Mekadosh Chutz Mishimon. Now Shimon died. So you can't be miyabim her, Levi can't be miyabim her because she's an Ashes Ish of Reuven. And Shabbatah Ratzorah. So we have a genuine Ashes Ish on Dreidlich and Shabbatah Ratzorah. V'nofro lifnei Levi ochet. V'tzorah tzorah nami mashkachas lo. You can make a case of a tzorah tzorah kegoin shekitsha Reuven. Chutz mishnei achim. So memele, so then we'll have a Torah story. Reuven was Mekadosh chutz mishimon v'Levi, Shimon was Mekadosh chutz milevi, and Levi was Mekadosh. And Levi wasn't Mekadosh, and so Levi could be, Levi, when Shimon dies, Levi could take the Torah, and then we'll have a Torah story. V'yeshloima, the loikerina legabei eishes hameis. She's not considered an eishes hameis. The kvar nesra olo לפני קידושי אחים משום אישס איש, ולי חושב ערבה במוקם מצווה. So Taisvis is saying a Moiradiki Yisod. Taisvis says as follows. The case was that Reuven was Mekadish Chutz Mishana. I'm not mistaken, the Marshal says this Reuven was a strange person. Reuven hoye inish baume. Yeah, that's what the Marshal says. Okay, so we hear this Reuven was a strange person, and he was Mekadish Chutz Mishina. Then Shimon was Mekadish Sabbath. Legabi Levi, she's Reuven's wife, because Reuven is only Mekadish Chutz L'Shimon. The Tosfos says, Amor Deki Yisoid, the Lekerinen Legabi, so Legabi Levi, there's no mitzvah of Yibum Legabi Levi, the Lekerinen Legabi Eishes Hameis, she is not called Legabi Levi, she's Reuven's wife. Legabi, the Lekrina Legabi Eishes Ameis, the Kvar Nesra Olov, Livneik Du Sheach, and before the brother married her, already she's also to him Alt Reuven. She's Reuven's wife. So if Legabi Levi, she's Reuven's wife, so she, Mishameshesish, Veloichoshiv Elve Bemokei Mitzvah, that means, Legabi Levi. Legabi Levi, she's Reuven's wife. If Reuven would be Bailoi over the Sereshus Ish of Reuven. So if she's Reuven's wife to me, so there's no mitzvah of Yibum, Legabi me, to be Miyamar al Shimon's wife. Because Legabi me, she's Reuven's wife. Lechoshim Erve Bemokim Mitzvah. So it's not considered an Erve Bemokim Mitzvah. Amoyre de Kechidish. That is what Taisvah says. I saw someone asks, but Lochayre, it can be a Kerik. Let us say that Shimon and Levi are brothers. Shimon was Mekadish and Isha, Chut, Reuven. Reuven is a strange person. And then, Reuven was Mekadisha. Now they'll be in the Nefila Yibum. Now Shimon died, and they'll zicha be in the Nefila Yibum. But as soon as Shimon dies, so now the Ishus of Reuven is now Chayza Vaniya to Levi. That means Kozman, she was Shimon's wife. Shimon was alive, so the issues of Reuven didn't mean anything to him. But now, as soon as Shimon dies, she'd be Chayzev and near the issues of Reuven. So that's why we didn't have Eishes Ish. So that's called an okay, I think the Moishes Moir of this. For me, okay, so Taisvus Al Kaponim, in the case that Taisvus asked the Kashim, Taisvus says that even though she's an Eishes Ish in this case, she's Reuven's wife, but there's no din of Yibum on Levi since she is Reuven's wife. Gabi Levi, the Ishes of Reuven was Chal. Miu I Eishes Shnei Meisim Di Eireise Kidemashme Bahamigarish. The Gemara Namigarish speaks about Eishes Shnei Meisim. Now, the concept of Eishes Shnei Meisim means, and we'll see the case in 1 minute, Eishes Shnei Meisim means that you have two brothers, and both and these two brothers were married to the same woman. We'll see exactly what the case was. and both of them died, and both of them died without children, and there's a zike from both brothers. There's an afila of yibum from two brothers, and there's not in yibum, there's not in yibum. And the Gemara and the Megarish would seem that this is a deraisa de ke'el ba'esha shnei meisa. The Taisa says, I have a case of Aisha space meisa. Kigoy. Shebo Ruvain v'kitcha chutz mishimen v'levi ochi. Now here we have three brothers. Ruvain was mekadesh chutz mishimen v'levi. Fine. So she's Reuven's wife. Ubo Shimon v'kitcha stam, and Shimon was mekadesh stam. Umesu, and they both died. Reuven died. Al Reuven there was a mitzvah of yibum. Shimon died. Al Shimon there was a mitzvah of yibum. And now, Shimon had another tzoreh, so it should pata the tzoreh. Al Tzeishah Shnei Meis. Just let's speak for a few minutes what the case was over here. This is a very problematic case. Let us just speak a few minutes what happened over here. Reuven married an Isha. We have three brothers here. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven married an Isha, Chutz, Mishimon, and Levi. Right. Shimon married her stop. So you have two brothers that are married to one woman. Reuven died. And then later Shimon died. And now she's falling liyibum to Levi out to Mason. So the problem is, as soon as Reuven died, could she fall liyibum from Reuven? She can't fall the Yidin from Reuven because she's Shimon's wife. She can't fall the Yidin from Reuven. So it was Nesra. Of the Nefila from Reuven, it was Nesra. Now later, when Shimon died, so she's falling. Now listen, so it's Nesra already, so finished. But you don't have Eishish Nei Meisim. We have Eishish Nei Meisim. Well, Gabi Levi, Levi knows Kedusha Chutz. So Bamela Levi could take, but there was no Eishish Nei Meisim. The Ishus of Reuven was the Ishusach of Reuven was Nesron. This is a problem. Rab Chaim Oizer and the Chubis wants to say one of the two. Either it is speaking about that Reuven was Makadish Chutz Mishimon, and Shimon didn't marry her yet. So Reuven died. Then, after Reuven died, so she zokuk to Levi, to Yehuda. And then Shimon married her. So there was a din now, and then Shimon died. So it was Hutra v'Nesra. In Chosav Hutra, and we hold that it's Nesaira, the Zika Taisus holds. So now she'll fall back. So when Shimon dies, it'll be Hutra, the Nesra, the Chosav Hutra, she'll be falling from Reuven and Shimon. So Taisus has the Kasha of Eisha Shnei Meisim. Oy be'inyin sha'omar Rav Yochanan be'peire ka'oim. I have another case of Eisha Shnei Meisim. Tafilu hain kuf Taisus. That Rabbi Yochanan said a meiridic concept in the Sechtes Kedushin, that it is shaykh that 100 people should marry one woman, and the case is shraga de livne, that each one leaves over a place in this isha that someone can have ishas in her also. And the case is as follows, that one person is Mekadesh the Isha, that the Isha should start now, it should be Nigmar in 30 days. Then then it seems the Isha is continuing to be Nigmar, and in 30 days it's Nigmar. And then the second one says he's making Mekadesh, so since it wasn't Nigmar yet, there's place for a second one. The second one said it should be Nigmar in 20 days. The third one said it should be Nigmar in 10 days. And Lemaise, it seems that she becomes Mekudish to all of them. So Tais says that Tzirabei Shishnei Meisim. Meshkachas ben Nami Tzoris Tzor. So by Meilu we have a problem. Umiyu beperik Gimel, beperik Beis Mash, Medei Shishnei Meisim, Gzeire Darabonon. So it's really not the Reis of the Ke'erve, it's only the Gzeire de Rabbonim. V'sham Efal. So my Meile, so this Kash is not very much Shver. It's there's no such help. Ubi Yerushalmi Bereish HaMegarish Porichlo. Now this Kash, but what Taisvis was asking, so Taisvis said the first Kash of Taisvis, Taisus had asked that you could make a case of a Ishishish that will pat the Ratzor, a person will give a get, a menashleit to nosivulate the bully, and she got married to the brother of the plainy. The Yerushalmi asks this kasha. Mosiv rabchanine b'shem rapinches, lisni te zayin noshim kerabolozo, in the case of a menashleit to nosivulate the bully. Or a case of chutz. Umishani tamon ha-toira osra olot. Over there, the toira asad, poche hu osra olot. Here, he asad. That's the Yerushalmi. Adkal l'shami. So what is the Yerushalmi answering? Upeirish Rabbeinu Yitzchok, Tamon ha-teira osra olot. That means all the tesvav arayis, the teira asad, the erva and the yovam. Umishen noso ha-meis. And when the meis married, or let's say the first erva of bitoy, that the meis married bitoy. Umishen noso ha-meis ein lo heter lehis yabim, shiyomu. The minute he married her, there's no heter on her to become the siyabim. Mipnei she'en iser shebotoli b'shum odom, because the iser bitoy is not in the hands of anybody. Ela b'toyre she'osra olo. So all the tesvov arayis are arayis that the toyre asel, And they cannot, you cannot be matter these arayas to the yovam. Avol eishes ish, he iso tori b'megarish. But this case, the person was megarish chutz, he was megarish al menas, shim yirtzel yatirenda le yovam koidim she yomas ochiv shenoso. Here it's biyodoi of the Megarish that he could make, that he could give her another get, and he could make that she should be mutter to the Yavam also. Lochi leitonulu de leidomilu, he should be Yadam Megarish lahatilo. The Megarish could be mutter. Now, the Yerushalmi differentiated between this case of Eishes Ish and all the Tesvav Arayis. That is a machloikis achreinim, what is Pshat in Yerushalmi? In Chidushi Rab Shimon says, the Yerushalmi does not mean to say big lumbus and big toire. The Yerushalmi means to say that it was not put in this Mishnah because this Mishnah is speaking about Arayis that the minute the mace married them, they can't become mutter to the yovam. We're speaking about such a type of an elder. This is an elder that even though the mace is married to this elder, they can become mutter to the yovam. So what is? So it's different. It's not like all 15 arayis. The Tana is speaking about a type of an elve that after the mace married, there's no heter for the yovel. This is an elve that after the mace married, there could be a heter for the yovel. So the Tana isn't speaking about such an elve. That's how Rav Shimon learns pshat. Doch Laner says that the Yerushalmi is saying lomdes. The Yerushalmi is saying that the yisod of elve that patos hatzore is only such an elve that bishas dum yedachisisha. I think he wants to say dum yedachisisha. Achisisha is such an elve that you can't be matter the iser achisisha when she's married to the maid. Mash enken this elve of achisish. Since she could be matter, so she won't matter at all. That's how the old Chanel and Pshat in the Yerushalmi. We had learned in the Gemara further, the Gemara says that Rebbe told Levi, how could it say in the first Mishnah, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It says in the second Mishnah that Imoy is Sheish Arayis Chamuris Me'elu Shenesuas Lacherim. They can't get married to someone else because there's an Issa. Imoy is Anusus Ovid. The Tamer. So Tosfos says the mice al kedaitach tahana delel. So what is this whole sugya? There was a kasha that Levi asked Rebbe. We said one teretz, a second teretz. Then Ravashi says this is pshat of Rebbe answered. I mean, this is a chaposhet teretz. How could you have imoy in the first mishnah? The loydaiki mi sefer. Look at the sefer. The sefer says klal that imoy is from the arayis that cannot pater atzoris. How can you ask a kasha that you say imoy in the first mishnah? I mean, manav shech. Given the toni lo gabi sheis arayis, if imoy is from the six arayis that is not shayach to pater atzoris because she can never marry the maid. So what's happening over here? The whole sugya doesn't make sense. This is a meira de keteres. The yeshloima de kashele le Levi. Levi asked as follows. He knew that mishnah, but that's pshat of his kashe. The havele le misne bereisha tezayin. It should have said in the reisha tezayin. Since it's possible that Imoy could pater atzora, Iyov al v'nosit. So memeilen. So it should have said in the first Mishnah Imoy, within there should be 16 arayis. In the second Mishnah, it shouldn't say because it is possible to pater atzora. That was Levi's kasha. So what if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda? You could still have Imoy should pater atzore, Yova v'nosit. The Shani le Rebbe bepluta like a mairi, udei like a mairi. He doesn't want to speak about a plukta. He doesn't want to speak about the e. That was Rabbi's teretz. Now this is shreklach, you should know, that what Tosfos says, beplukta loika mairi, because you see from the next Mishnah, he does mention, the next Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So al kocho, what is pshat in the first teretz of Rabbi, beplukta loika mairi, the second Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara said before, Bepilkin Tamrina. So it's shreklich, he hears Bepilkin also. The Madura Basra asks on Tosfos, doesn't understand Pshat and Tosfos. Unless Tosfos means now that Pshat and Plukta like a mighty, means the first Mishnah will not speak about something that's a Plukta. The second Mishnah can speak about it, the E like a mighty. Rabbi Yehuda nami mashkachas lo, so the Gemara asked, afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could have a case that even though Anusas Aviv is Asa, but the Mace married her, the Eoval Venosin. The Eoval Venosin. Tema. So Taisus asks Amir de Kekashe. The Beloi the Eoval Venosin Nami Mashkachaslo. Anusas Aviv. She can get married to the Mace without any Averis whatsoever. Why? Shekidesh Veloibo. He married Anusas Aviv, and he wasn't Boyalo. Bafilu la baye dama bepeg basra de gedushin gabi amonu le koin godlo kidish loike. There's a mach loike is. Vachsa me rabaye de rove. If by amonu le koin godlo, if one is Mekadish, and the Kohen Gadol is Mekadish Almone, does he get Malkus for the Kedushin alone? Because it says, Leikach v'lo yichalo. So that's the Merobe says that you're only Oive Leikach if you were Mechalol, if you were Boyalo. But Kedushin alone is not us. Abayo, it says Leikach. So by Abonu Leikach, so if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almon, he's also like it. So there, there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rove, if there's an Issa Kedushin without being. But Hainu Mishum Dasib Leikach, because it says Leikach. So there Abaye says, if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almon, he gets Malkus of Leikach. Avol hoche lo yigalek siv. Here it says lo yigalek knaf oviv. So the whole iser of anusis oviv is if he's boil anusis oviv. So if he wasn't boil anusis oviv, he wasn't over any avera whatsoever. So Tosfos says, according to Rav Yehuda, it's mamish glat kosher that he married anusis oviv. He has no intentions to be boil chas v'sholem, and she fell a yibum. So what's the problem? The Yeshloimal Sotaisus answers to Tzerutz. The Shema also Lekadosh Midarabona. Maybe Midarabona, you're not allowed to marry her. Shema Yivel, he might be boil her. So that's right, the Iova Venosib, you're not allowed to marry her. Then Tosfos says, Vafilu Yehemuta Lekadosh, Afilu will say the Chachomim never made an Issa on Kedushin, Choshev de'i mitam she'osa lova yoleha. So that means it's a weird case that a person should marry an Isha that he's not permitted to be bo'alel. So that's also called de'i. He's marrying her to take her as a dependent for his income tax. I mean, that's very weird. So koponim, so that's also so such an issue since we don't speak about such a unusual issue. That also falls into the category of the E. Fine. Now Taisvis asks a punfa kelta kasha. The im taima afilu al yedeidi. Now Taisvis asks an opposite kasha. The Gemara says that why didn't it say the Eov of Anasim? The Lekton. In Taima, so Taish says, Afilu Ayidei the E Heche Mashkachas Lo. Or Rabbi Yehuda Sova Kerabbi Kiva Beperik Talad Nisis. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva. The Oma Enktushin Taifsin Bechai Veilavim. So now, if he holds like Rabbi Kiva, this is a Chai Ve'lavin, Anusas Oviv is a Chai Ve'lavin, so he can't marry a period. Tevazai, so what's the whole Shakla Matai over here? This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. V'yeshloima d'loisova lo ha-shas ke b'raise d'osa. Our Shas does not hold like that b'raise, elekemas nisim the poligalot. Ba'oid al-kol chachom asnisim ba'och eloi sovra boho ke Rab Yehuda, that Kedushin isn't taifus, doktoni bepeirik beis, isa mitzvah v'isa kedusha cheletzes v'loi misyabemes. It says that isa kedusha is chalets lo misbes. With the ein kedushin teifsin b'chayv elavim, if kedushin is not teifis b'chayv elavim, is chalitza nami leitaboy. So my mele it says chalets, it's by isa kedushin means chayv elavim. So my mele, so then, if we would hold that kedushin is not teifis b'chayv elavim, so isa kedushin would not be chalets. So since it's chalets, it's the guy we hold that Kedushin is Teifus B'chai B'lav. So we see from the second page that we hold Kedushin is Teifus B'chai B'lav. Vim Taima, Sateisvus says, that is not such a good raya. B'chai V'laven D'she'er Minolon D'loisova Masnisen K'rab Yehuda Isa Mitzvah V'isa Kedushin V'forish L'kamon K'gen Amonu L'kayin Godu Grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedyit, mamzeres v'nesina li'yisroel. So Taisa asks some of the kikasha. Taisa says, later in Daf Mem Tetzam and Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva holds that chai v'lavan d'sher, Kedushin is in Taifas. What is chai v'lavan d'sher? Chai v'lavan d'sher is a chai v'lavan that the love originates because of a inyan kulver. Let us give a very good example of chai v'lavan d'sher, anusas oviv. Anusas oviv is like eshes oviv. The father was boiled this isha, so it's ke'ilu the father had ishes in this isha. So that's the Isser of Anusas Oviv. So Anusas Oviv, Kedushin isn't Teifus. That's called Chai V'Lavin D'Sher. Amone L'Koyin Godu, that's a Chai V'Lavin, that's an Isser Kunde, that's not a Chai V'Lavin D'Sher. So Teisvi says, so what Raya are you bringing me from that Mishnah? That the Kiva is speaking about Chai V'Lavin D'Sher. The Chai V'Lavan D'Sher Minolon Loisova Masnisen Krab Yehuda. The Isa Mitzvah Isa Kedushim Aforish L'Kamon Ken Goyin Amonol Koyin Gold Gush V'Gush V'Koyin Edi The Mamzeres Nesini L'Yisroel V'Oyim Mari. So Memelu, we're back to the Kashe. And so Rab Yehuda, who learned that Anusas Ovid is also, and he holds like Rabbi Kiva, that's not Chai V'Lavan D'Sher. Not Tamazai Chai V'Lavan. So what do you bring me a raya from that Mishnah? Boy Marie, Tal Kochoch Masnisen Sova Da Fulu B'Chai V'Lavan D'Sher Kedushin Teifus. How do we see this? Midiktoni Sheish Arayis V'Loiktoni Ches Arayis. The Mishnah says there are six arayis which there are six arayis which are chamulas ma'elo, which cannot fall a yibum. So Luchay Taisha says, I have another two, I have eight arayis. Grushosai, marza grushosai, which means as follows. Number one, Taisha says, the love of marza grushosai is chai v'lav in the share. That means as follows. You had Shimon married Anisha. Shimon gave her a get. She got married to someone else. That person gave her a get. Now, she came back to Shimon. That's Marzi Grushosa, which is also. This is Chai V'Lavan D'Sher. This happened to Shimon. Now, Reuben can't marry her, because of Grushosochis, Eishosochis. Reuben can't marry her. But, Lu Yitzuya, Reuben would be able to marry her, and then Reuben would die, and she'd fall to Shimon. So to Shimon, she's Marz Grushosai, which is a Chai V'Lavan D'Sher. Now, Lamaisa, Reuben can't marry her because she's Grushosai. So L'Chayre Shataisha says, so the Mishnah should have been Meine, not Sheish Arayis Chamulis Meilu, Shmaina Arayis Chamulis Meilu. That means Grushis Ochis. If we hold that Chai V'Lavan D'Sher Kedushin is in Teifus, so we have Marz Grushosai, we have Chalutzosai. That means if he gave a Chalitza, So he's also al Tzlayivne, Kibin Shleibonu Shublayivne, which is also Taisus old, Chai Milav and Desher. The Moye Yechoylis Li Nosi Lo'ochi, or Yepoitri Serasen, Kechai Vekrisis, Kibin the Inkdushin Taisus. Elevadai Kedushin Taisim Bohu. So we see that the Tana of Yevomis holds that Kedushin is Taisim B'chai B'lam D'Shel. Ochi L'Shachl Misninu. Nafu lo yecheles li nosi lo ochi lo yepaitu sorry say. V'oy yesh le dagdek. I can prove to you that we hold that Chai V'Lav and the Sheh Kedushin is Taifis, Yidinokat Anusas Oviv Shehi Imoy. That means, what is the Elve that Sheish Arayis Hamburais Me'elu? So the Elve is Imoy. Natsime Sheh Anusas Oviv. V'Leinokat Anusas Oviv Stam, if we hold that Chai V'Lav and the Sheh Kedushin is in Taifis, so you don't have to make an Elv of Imoy, make an Elv of Anusas Oviv. She wasn't an Imoy to any of the brothers. But Anusas Oviv is an Elv from the Arayis of Chamburis Me'elu. That means if she could marry a brother, she would Pater HaTzorah, because Kedushin is in Taifis for Chai V'Lav and the Sheh. So we see that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that Kedushin is Taifis for Chai V'Lav and the Sheh. The Imtaima, like Taisus, very good. You brought a whole bunch of rayas that Kedushin is Taisus b'chai b'lav and the Shem. But, given the Masnitzin Sova k'Rab Yudis, the Mishnah does hold like Rab Yudis, the Osa Banusas Oviv, in Kain Al-Kocha Sova Nami den Kedushin Taisus b'chai b'lav. So then you have to say, oh, Kedushin ain't Taisus b'chai b'lav. The Ho Boho Talya. If Anusas Oviv is also, so you have to hold Kedushin is not Taifis B'chai B'lam. Kedemuchach B'soif HaChayilis, the Meforish Taime the Rabbi Kiva. What is the time of Rabbi Kiva, the Oma Yesh Mamzer Mechai B'lam? Yishum D'Sova Lo Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Kiva learn that there's a Mamzer Mechai B'lam, the Kedushin is not Taifis B'chai B'lam? The Gemara says, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Muki lo yigale ba'anusas oviv, lo yigale speaking ba'anusas oviv, it's a machlein, it says afterwards lo yovi mamzer. So Rabbi Kiva learned from this, that from anusas oviv would come mamzeres. Vim kein le mas nisin, and we have a mamzer, so if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then we have to hold like Rabbi Kiva, that Kedushin is not Taifis, by Chai V'Lavin. Reged Avi Mamz and Kedushin Taifsin, Kedemuchin become a Duchtin. So how could we hold two things? How can we hold like Rabbi Yehuda and hold that Kedushin is not Taifis, by Chai V'Lavin? The Kedushin is Taifis, by Chai V'Lavin, the Sheh. V'yeshloima, Av al-Gav, the Masnissin, Mukme, Likro, Banusas, of it, Mikol mokim loy havi mamza, and how is this? K'moy l'Rabbi Yeshua, the muki loy yigale b'shemeres yovam shel oviv. Shemeres yovam shel oviv is speaking about Eishes achi oviv, and he died and is falling leyivim to oviv. Now that is a chai v'krisus. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's no mamzeres from a chai v'krisus, only from a chai v'mitzvah. And we darshan, mi lo yikach, b'havi chai v'mitzvah bezn, ad lo yigale, b'havi chai v'krisus, havi mamzeh. The post says, yikach ishus eishus oviv, which is chai v'mitzvah bezn. And then it says, v'lo yigale knaf oviv. So Rabbi Yeshua darshans, from lo yikach to lo yigale is a mamzeh. Yigala alone and further down is not a mamza. Avi chai v'krisis, avi mamza, v'loi chai v'krisis. Ochenami letare de masnisen, m'lo yika ad lo yigala, according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo yigala chai v'lav. So we darshin from lo yika, that means chai v'misis bezn, till chai v'lavin, it's a mamza, including chai v'krisis. V'loi chai v'lavin bechlau. So Bekitza, that's what Taisvah says, that our, the Tana of our Mishnayis holds that Kedushin is not Taisvah, but Kedushin is Taisvah for Chai Vilam, even though we hold like Chabiyud. Now, we're starting something new. Omalei Rish Lakish and Afyud Amid Beit. Omalei Rish Lakish L'Rabi Yochanan L'Levi De Oma De I Namik Tani. Now, in order to appreciate this kasha, we just have to know a Gemara further. There's a Machloikis Rabi Yochanan Rish Lakish, but let's just see what Rish Lakish holds. Rish Lakish holds that if, let's say, you have four brothers, Reuben dies, and you have Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Shimon gives Talitha. So Shimon is a lav of Kibin Shalei Bone Shuvayidne. Shimon is a lav, and Rish Lakish holds, but Levi in Yehuda is. Is then Eshesah. The Lo Yivne applies only to Shimon, to the Chaylit, and all the other brothers is an Ifra Eshesah. Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a Lo Yivne on all the brothers. And when one brother gives Chalitza, so the Eshesah falls off on all the brothers, and there's a Lo Yivne on all the brothers. Now, by knowing this, we'll appreciate the Gemara's kasha. Let us see again. Omale Rish Lakish L'Rabi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asked Rabi Yochanan, the Levi, according to Levi, the Omal De'i Namik Tan, Levi said that the Mishnah learned the case of De'i, if the mace married the Issa, listening. So I have another seal. Hacholitz li yevemtai, a person gave chalitza to the yevama. So what's the din? So by him there's a lo yivne. There's no eshesach anymore. V'chazar v'kitsha, and then he married her. So she's his wife. He wasn't allowed to marry her, but he married her. Umeis v'loibone, and now he died without children. So to all the brothers, she's an Eshesach. Is the Migu the Ihi Asilo, Tzahosa Nami Asilom. But since she's also, Tzahosa will also be also. They have another case that of Patering Atzahosa. Omalei, Lefisha Eino Bitzahosa Asilom. So he said, Rabbi Yochanan answered him, but it's not Betzorah Sorah. That means, in this case, since when one gives Chalitza to the Yevama, that means Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. So when Reuben died, and Shimon gave Chalitza, so to Shimon, there's a lav, Layivne. To Levi Yehuda, the Zeishesoch. Zeishesoch on the Chalutze. So Memele, so to Levi Yehuda, it's not Shaykh to marry the Tzorah, because she's a Tzorah's Elbe. So it's not Shaykh a Hechetimze of Tzorah's Tzorah. That is Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan's Peretz. Now, the Olchaneh asks a Meirudike Kashe. By Kedushe Chut, we can make a case of Tzoros Chor. Let us say as follows, that Reuben was Mekadish Chut Mishimin, and then Levi gave Chalitza. So Lagabi Shimin, she's not an Eshesach, because Lagabi Shimon, there was Kedushe Chutz Mishimon. So this Kashi, the Or Chomere, so we have a case of a Tzorah Tzorah also. By Kedushe Chutz, this Kashi, the Or Chomere. About Al Koponim, this was the Kashi that Rish Lakish asked
Rabbi Yochanan.
And he answered him that Lafishaina Batoris Sol. So the Gemara says, Vilaymo Lei Chai Vilavim, he let him tell him another parrot. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Kasha doesn't start. According to Rabbi Yochanan, she won't patar atzore because she's only a chai ve'lavin. Rabbi Yochanan holds la yivna applies to all the brothers. There's no ishesach on all the brothers. V'leim alei chai ve'lavini, v'chai ve'lavim necholitza v'yibum nina. So the Gemara answers, l'dvor of komalei. Ein chamami. He answered him according to his sheet, according to Reish Lakish. And told him as follows, Lididi, according to me, Chai v'lavene, it's Chai v'lavene, v'chai v'lavene, v'nechlitza v'yibum nima. Ela lididoch, according to you, you hold on all the other brothers, is eishesoch, Chai v'krisis nima. So you're asking Akashi, it's good patar atzor. But the Torah says, l'visha einam b'tzor asor, but it's no case of a tzor asor. Let us see Rashi. Lelevi doma di na mikton doma snisen Rav Yehuda Rav Yehuda ubodik lo Levi ima yanusa soviv. He added on Levi yanusa soviv and that is the case of the I. Because of a kitcha, a kiddushin types in Leibo, and kiddushin is types in his chalutza. The ain't all of Elo Bela, the sieve ashala yibne is base ochit, kivin shala yibone, shub la yibne, umeis belay bonim, belay isha acheres, and now he died belay bonim, belay isha acheres, he has another wife. The Migo de Hia Sirolachim de Kaimolaya Bikoris Loish Lokish, the Omale Kamon Bishmaitin, Haachin Shalchoilitz Chayovan Alachalutze Koris, is Tzoroso Nami Yasuris, so the Tzoros also awesome, for she's a Chai Vikrisis. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, Lafishaina Bitzoros Tzoros. The lack of a misni ba holcha tzorosa venisa is lechad minachim, that the tzora married one of the brothers, the lakulu asiri, she's also to all the brothers. The chol arayis the masnis and all the arayis of the mishnah ala echad mehem elve. They're only an elve to one of the brothers, vashar achim otoru. Umotzi le misni ba, therefore we could learn, holcha tzorosa, here all brothers are all also with the two wives, because one is a nashis ach and one is a tzoros nashis ach. So the Gemara asked, "V'leim alei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, let Rav Yochanan tell Reish Lakish, your kasha b'chlal doesn't start chai v'lavin ninu." Ha'achin al chalutza zu. The achin on this chalutza is only allowed to them. Shechozra v'nofla lifneim. Leikaim alayu because there's no chorus. Do iu poligalei b'Rab Shimon b'Lokish l'kamon. V'omar in Rab Yochanan and holds b'in shah ha'achim b'in acholitz ein chayovin al chalutza chorus. V'loy alatzori koris. They hold there's no koris whatsoever. There's only a lav on the chalutza. V'chai v'ilavim v'neichlitze v'yibum ninu. Loima zekuki lishyabim. V'in isa lav peiteres min achalitze. V'machis ishe yalfinon shehi erve. V'chayov malzdoina koris. Hilkach leimotzi lemisnayu b'masnisim. This Rashi, I also don't understand. We had a previous Rashi before, similar to this. L'chei rechai ve'lavin is only midarabonon. There's no din yibin. You say, yesterday, chalei sase. Rashi seems to be saying that, Rashi says, a whole shtick teira over here. Rashi seems to be saying that, and the Chai V'lam Nechlitza V'yibum Ninu, the Rashi says, Kloima. not you could be miyabim. Skukehi lishyabim is a zik of yibum. That means, really, the poil you're not permitted to make Yibum in HaTorah. But that what you're not permitted to make Yibum in HaTorah, that doesn't, that is not mafkiya from Chalitza. The machis isha yalfin in shu'elve, the chayom maltoin the koris. This is also not like Rav. Rav said, elve gufa le kriche kro. Rashi seems to say we have a limud. And the ptul chalitza of an elbe, Rashi seems to be saying over here. Very interesting, Rashi. Hayom ozayin ekos vilkach leimotze lemisnai b'mesnisa. Zav te gemore vayka. Itma. We learned now the Muslim bring down the machloikis, Rabbi Yechna and Eishlokish. Hacholetz li yeventoi. A person gave chalitza to his yevoma. Vechozal vikitsho. And then he remarried her. Omar Eishlokish, who ain't chayiv ala chalutza koriz. He's not chayiv ala chalutza koriz. He gave her chalitza. Veho'achim chayovim ala chalutza koriz. But the achim achayim ala chalutza koriz. The one who gives chalitza from him, there's a nituk, there's no eshesach on the chalutza, there's a layivna, but the layivna only applies to the chaylet. The achim achayim ala chalutza koriz. Ala tzoriz. What about the tzoriz? There were the brother, the mace had two wives. Al HaTzore, which never had Chalitza, Bein Hu, Ubein HaAchim, Chayovim Al HaTzore Koriz. And beside the Chaylet, beside the other brothers, the Chayiv Koriz and the Tzore also. So that is Shitas Reish Lakish, that the Chalitza accomplishes only that the Chaylet and the Chalutza, there's no Eishes Ach between each other. But legabi the other achim, or legabi the other tzoris, there's an isereishes ach. Dab yoichinin oma, bein hu, u bein ha'achim, einon chayovim, lo yala chalutze koriz, lo yala tzore koriz. There's no koriz on both of them. So the Gemara says, my time de reish lokish. What is the reason of reish lokish? The reish lokish holds, that only on the, only the chaylet and the chalutze, there's no koriz. Oma kosha lo yivne. So that's a lot. Kiven shaloi bone shuv lo yivne. Since he gave chalitze, there's an issa on him to be miyabim now. He who gave chalitze, who zikoi bo lo yivne. So he's over on the lo yivne. And by him I have a layivna which is menatik deishes och. Avol ochiv, the ochiv never gave chalitza, kedekayme kayme. They are like it was before, just like before there was an eishes och. Mustama b'chaye och. So that remains, so they still have an eishes och. Va'lo didohu dekoi b'layivna. And now, on her, there's a loyivna by the chaylitz alone. Ha tzore, kedekai mekaime. But the tzore is an eishe soch. That is what Reish Lakish says. Rabbi Yochanan says as follows. Mi ika midi. How could it be? You're saying there's an eishe soch. I'm all the tzores, I'm all the achen. The mi ikore iboi haicholet, iboi haicholet. In the beginning, before one gave chalitza, so everyone could give chalitza. So that means the Eishesach became mutter to all of them. All of them could give him chalitza. And now all of a sudden, the Eishesach became mutter. Now this chorus of us, all of a sudden. Ala'iyu shlichusa da'achim ka'ovid, ihi shlichusa de'tzore ka'ovda. So we can learn one of two ways. Either Rabbi Yochanan held that since Eishes Och became mutter, So the Eishes Och remains Mutter from all the Torahs and from all the Yachim. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying, so why is there Allah Yivne on all the brothers and all the sisters? That is the Din Shlichuset. Or Mitzad the Din Shlichuset, that is Menatik, the Allah Yivne is Menatik the Eishes Och. So Memele is also, but there is Allah Yivne on all the Yachim and on all the Torahs. Let us see Rashi. Ala tzorim, im hoysa lo tzorim, v'niftara b'chlito sh'shol zu, v'chsiv, beis chalutanal, beis echo b'cholet, v'im cholet sh'nei batem. V'hoysa tzoro, chamuro, lamed al kulom b'yisarei sh'soch b'korach. Sh'niftara mehem, k'de meforish taime, k'de kaime kaime b'yisarei sh'soch. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Loch, Mi Kemidi Dimikori Boy Hayachol, Si Boy Hayachol, Shashus Biat Kulam, Linyan Tzorosa Mami. By the Tzorot also same thing, Dimikori Boy Lahicholit, Si Boy Lahicholit, Bahash Mishim Dacholit, Chad Lachodet, Koy Al Tzorot Bekoret, Chayn Ochim Al Kulo Bekoret, Hi, Shlich Huset Dido Oved. So he, the Dechailis, is the Shlich of all the other brothers. The Mikora Yerushus Biyat Kulo. The Chayni Shlich Huset the Tzora Ovdo. The Heiche, the Hu, Allah, the Loyivne, Kein Al Tzora Ovdo, the Loyivne, the Chayna Achim, Al Shteyim.